The new moon will occur on Thursday, the 11th of January 2024 at 11:53 GMT. This is a time of potential, and the energies surrounding us are filled with incentive and promise. The potentiality for growth is written in the stars, planting seeds of intention. The start of this year is to do with ideals and what we're aiming for. If you are in the Northern Hemisphere, this is the first lunation of the lighter half of the year, the first new moon after the solstice, marking a turning point as gradually the light wins out. New moons mark a moment to turn inward for introspection and tranquil activities, for some sacred self-care, for nurturing. Make some space to rest, finding tranquility and calm in the emptiness. Take a moment to appreciate the void. The empty cauldron will soon become a sizzle pot filled with fresh ingredients. What new delicious creation is about to emerge? Welcome to my first recording of 2024. I'm Becky Bliss. I hope you're easing into this year gently. For those of you who are new to my recordings, I practice sidereal astrology. This shares the same roots as yoga and Ayurveda. So these calculations are different to the tropical Western method. They allow for the precession of the equinoxes. So what this means is that the signs move backwards by 1 degree every 72 years, so they don't stay in the same place. So despite this system being several thousand years old, this type of astrology is more or less aligned with modern astronomy. The first new moon of the month of January will be held in a divine connection with a group of stars in the middle part of the constellation of Sagittarius that makes the shape of a fan. In Sanskrit, this asterism is known as Purvashada Nakshatra. The 27 nakshatras are a little bit like guardian angels, each one owning a unique expression and containing secret messages. Guardians of divine gifts, the moon spends around 24 hours connected with each before moving over to the next asterism or nakshatra. Ashada means invincible, and Purva means first or former. So Purva Ashada, this new moon's nakshatra, means the former invincible one. So Purva Ashada is a part of a pair of nakshatras, meaning it belongs to another. And this placement of this new moon is very much to do with connecting with each other, shared interactions, joining forces for a shared goal, and pooling together. Purva Ashada Nakshatra is located 13 degrees and 20 arc minutes through to 26 degrees and 40 arc minutes of sidereal Sagittarius, or 7 degrees and 20 arc minutes to 20 degrees 47 arc minutes of the sign of tropical Capricorn. So regardless of what system you prefer, the tropical or the sidereal, the nakshatras remain exactly where they are. It's just the coordinates that change. So these stars are bringing through feelings of optimism, positivity, and invincibility, setting a precedence not just for this lunation, but really for the entire year. The energies behind these stars are supportive in confronting enemies and standing up for ourselves and our beliefs. This new moon, it may be worth exploring the depths of those beliefs and then asking ourselves, what frequencies are we dialing into? Could this be a time of war or reconciliation? We are undeniably on a road to revitalization and regeneration, the beginning of new adventures. This is a promising time for traveling or making travel plans, especially over water, and for exploring ancient sites and spending time immersed in nature. This is also a favourable new moon for agriculture, for lovemaking, as well as embarking on artistic endeavours and creative performances. If we take a look at the chart for this January new moon, we can see that the new moon is a part of a stellium. So this is a collective of celestial bodies gathered together in the sign of Sagittarius. Sagittarius, or Danus in Sanskrit, is said to be favoured by the gods. And I feel that this new moon is asking us to empty and free ourselves from what isn't needed so that we can be refilled with divine favour, possibility, promise and potential. Symbolised by the centaur, half human, half horse, a creature that possesses a magic that merges mind and body. The centaur of mythology is sometimes associated with the healer and also the bridge, the connection between earth and heaven. Free-spirited, generous, reliable, the energy of the centaur rises quickly to the challenge. Whatever challenges you are facing, the new moon, positioned in Sagittarius, is asking you to take your aim, but to direct your attention wisely and to remember that it doesn't all need doing straight away. Because once we pass the peak of this cycle on the 25th, there will be quite a shift, and by the 27th, all of the planets will be direct. So whatever has been set in motion will really start to snowball, perhaps even a little uncontrollably. Barriers and restraints may come down. This also means that whatever has been holding you back may well just melt away. Mars, planet of courage and power, and Mercury, planet of communication and velocity, will also be exact just after the full moon, marking the pinnacle of this cycle. This conjunction, also known as Yukta Yoga, will really bring together a force that has the initiative to succeed and a drive that brings ideas and those dreams to action. Mars, Mercury can bring out different things. So yes, there may well be aggression and competition, but we are gifted with choice and there is a positive and a negative expression in everything. These planets together may bring out ingenuity, passion and advancement. Heated exchanges or meaningful interactions. So between now and the full moon, these planets are getting closer and closer together. So you will be feeling this stronger and stronger as the month progresses. So it's up to you, which frequencies do you choose? This new moon, take care which way you're headed. Think carefully about the direction you are facing and also the force you are exerting, because your snowball of an idea might just topple over the edge. Once it gets moving, it might be tricky to stop it. I'm not saying if this is a bad or a good thing, just really to be mindful of who might be impacted by the avalanche of your successes or shortcomings. So back to the centaur and back to our new moon in Sagittarius. This placement is setting up the scene for a mission, an expedition. This year may well be a pursuit for the truth. The centaur is adaptable, so be prepared to change course, to flex a little, and to not remain so rigid. we have a very strong Mercurial influence at the time of this new moon. He's at the lowest degree. He's at 3 degrees and 8 arc minutes. He's just passed over from Scorpio into Sagittarius, from a water into a fire sign. He's just passed over his Gandanta zone, which I'll talk about very soon. So this influence is intelligent, it's powerful, it's flexible. So be ready to bend so that you don't break. Mercury can act a bit like a chameleon, taking on the qualities of the other planetary bodies. You don't always know what you're going to get. He can also be a bit of a trickster, like Quicksilver, changing form. So this could make things a little bit unstable and a little bit unpredictable. So prepare to be astonished and be ready for the unanticipated and the out of the blue. The ancient deity behind this new moon's nakshatra, Purva Ashada, is Apas, goddess force of the cosmic waters, a might that is unstoppable. Do you feel safe enough to release into the flow of life, even if the course isn't flowing the way that you had hoped for it to go? This new moon is the wellspring. Drink it in and allow yourself to be refreshed. What if all you had to do was remain steady and keep your mind on the target? Jupiter, in the sign of the Ram, in the sign of Aries, at the time of this new moon, is a strong and steady foundation that is needed to take that perfect aim and to hit that sweet spot. The iconography behind Purva Ashada Nakshatra is sometimes depicted as a fan. In ancient times, a ritualistic and ceremonial object, and also a symbol of sovereignty. Practically speaking, the fan is a fantastic piece of technology that prevents all manner of things from getting too hot and burning up. Yet, conversely, the fan can really get things fired and moving. A fan to the flames or the turbine on a jet. Another symbol behind this new moon's nakshatra is the winnowing basket, which essentially is a basket that's used to separate rice or grain from the chaff. This has strong spiritual and moral connotations. What needs filtering out from your life? Another icon behind Purva Ashada is the elephant's tusk, symbolic of strength, power, and the capacity to overcome, which is a huge theme for this lunation. The stars of Purva Ashada Nakshatra themselves are ruled by Venus, and the power or the Shakti of this asterism is victory. Beautiful, shining morning star hanging like a jewel in the east. If you wake up early enough, about an hour before sunrise, so it will be pretty early, you might just catch a glimpse of the planet Venus. So Venus, the ruler of Purva Ashada Nakshatra, is seated in sidereal Scorpio in the Nakshatra Jyestha. And this indicates a longing for a deeper love, for transformative connections. This placement is supporting us to explore the uncharted, to dig deep, to find new resources and hidden gems. Venus here could also be on a mission to uncover a hidden secret. This January new moon will disappear into Pada 4, the fourth portion of Purva Ashada, which is ruled by Mars. And with Venus nestled in Mars ruled Scorpio at the time of the new moon, we may find the courage and love to keep moving forwards, even through stormy waters, even when outcomes and destinations are not fully known. The key word here is mystery. So get set for a plot twist. Mars and Mercury in the nakshatra Mula are supportive in getting to the root of a problem or conundrum, gathering knowledge and leading the way. The stars of Purva's shadow can indicate the coming together of armies or troops or a grand team effort, a legion, a collective, a joining of forces. This new moon is a reminder of our need and our inbuilt desire for connection, and that together we are a force to be reckoned with. Think of the single drop of water, gentle, soft, delicate, refreshing. The very same substance can cut through rock. Water is power when it's pooled. Force of a goddess in full flow. Water is both life-giving and destructive. The forces behind this new moon have the quality of bringing everything together, or quite possibly, and it sounds paradoxical, are coming together in order to free and release something. This may well be expressed on many levels. An energy release of emotional blockages, the physical release of something trapped or held captive. So we have quite a lot of influential planets on this new moon, particularly Jupiter and Mercury. So Jupiter stationed direct on New Year's Eve, and then Mercury followed suit on the 2nd of January. Not only this, but it's worth noting that both planets also have been recently passing over karmic knot ends. So the Gandanta points are the first and final 3 degrees from water to fire. Jupiter transiting from Pisces into Aries may have brought out issues and sticking points when turning dreams and wishes into action. And then Mercury traveling in from Scorpio into Sagittarius may have brought up conundrums with communications. Any stumbling blocks may now in fact lead to discoveries, a change of direction, or even a complete turnaround. This will be particularly related to the field of communications, to networks, transmissions, and transport. This could also be related, I believe, to how energy is moved and used, how we are contacted and how we make contact and connections with others. Be ready for some surprise announcements. So Jupiter and Mercury at the time of the new moon are revisiting places they have already been to. So this might mean that you're encountering old lessons, the same themes may be popping up in your life over and over again. However, you are seasoned now, you're well versed, having gained knowledge, experience, and insight. This time round, things will be different. If you're coming across the same old hurdles, remember that you're stronger, and you may well just find that you're also stretchier. Trust in the giant leap that you're about to take. So the direction of travel is upwards and it's forwards. We will certainly feel this shift as we progress into February, and things will pick up momentum all the way through to May. So this is an exciting, special and benefic new moon, and there are many reasons why. So Jupiter, his drishti, his gaze is 9 from the moon. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9. So 9 placements away from the 9th sign, which he lords over. He is bestowing compassion, insight, generosity, and strength into this new moon. Jupiter is the great benefic, the protector, and the advisor. And so his gaze is promoting happiness, He's also acting as a shock absorber to any blows. Maybe you've had a few of those. Jupiter is offering to take some of that load. So Jupiter in Aries gazing at the moon in Sagittarius is indicating a few firsts and quite possibly some groundbreaking innovation and invention that's likely related to travel and to transport and to how we move things. This is a powerful placement on every level, and Jupiter, the guru, is granting his divine blessings. Whilst not traditionally considered in Jyotish, as I did last month, I want to give this outer planet a quick mention. This is Uranus. So he will be still retrograde at the time of this new moon, but he's due to turn direct in the next couple of weeks. So because Jupiter is sharing a seat in Aries with Uranus, we're bound to feel the effects of this outer planet here, particularly with Jupiter's strong aspect as well on the moon, on the new moon. So sometimes thought of as Prajapati, this is an energy of the unexpected, the unusual, and the exaggerated. This could also possibly take things to extremes. So this is a force of a co-creative agency. Uranus can be associated with cutting-edge technology, outer space, astrology, change, excitement, and new beginnings. Possibilities are ever expanding. Boundaries may be crossed, walls brought down, and ceilings smashed. What could be bubbling in the unknown? Could it be a startling new science? Moon water, space travel, earth travel, new energy, cutting edge innovation, evolutionary progress. Jupiter's aspect this new moon is suggestive also of embarking on new studies, collaborating with advisors, receiving instructions, especially from spiritual leaders, and receiving counsel from trusted teachers and gurus. But this is a two-way street. Jupiter's position this new moon is even more special because this is actually a double aspect. Jupiter and Mars here are in each other's signs. So we have Jupiter in the sign of Aries, which is ruled by Mars. And then we have Mars in the sign of Sagittarius, which is ruled by Jupiter. So this relationship here is called a sign exchange, or a type of Parivartana yoga. So exchanging energy, this is a reciprocal relationship. And this means that each of these planets are sharing privileges, information, and resources. So you have the vitality of Mars combined with this expansive awareness of Jupiter. This is a reminder that the obstacles that we have faced and have yet to overcome are learning platforms helping us to grow and evolve. The exchange of energy between these planets makes me think of the life cycle of water and the giving and receiving interaction of the sun and the sky and the oceans. This new moon's nakshatra, Purva Ashada, is also to do with the setting in motion of this magical cycle, the unbreakable relationship between the sunlight and the oceans is the very reason why rivers flow. Every droplet of water on the planet is ancient. It's mind-boggling to consider that Earth's water is said to be 4.5 billion years old, its origins remaining a prevailing mystery. There is always room for stretching, and the universe is ever expanding. Plant that seed, because this is an opportunity to grow, to expand our minds and our hearts, marvelling at the ancient and embracing new phenomenon. Wonderful possibilities that seem like miracles are in reach. Jupiter is pouring his blessings into this new moon, and possibilities are infinite. On a practical level, this energy is supportive of meeting duties in good humour, keeping promises, in taking the lead or allowing ourselves to be led. This is guidance and not control. This is a steering that is driven by high values and conducted with mindfulness and devotion. Mars in Sagittarius is dynamic. This is a pursuing, chasing quality, motivating us all into action. This force is taking us into new adventures and has a strong and progressive quality. Jupiter and Mars together gift the power to overcome complications and hurdles with integrity and in truth and fairness. The energy exchange of Mars and Jupiter is pioneering, wants to get things done, and is generous and big-hearted. If you are thinking about heading up a team or initiating a project, now is certainly the time to begin. Astrology can show us patterns, possibilities, and probabilities, but how these energies play through us and around us all depends upon the frequencies that we choose to tune into. What bandwidth are you plugged into? This new moon, get clear, get rid of the fuzz. Practice some discernment, sifting through what is not sitting right or no longer in alignment. This half of the year is to do with exploration and fostering a wider view. Whatever challenges you face, remember, you are made up of the unstoppable, the unbeatable, the bulletproof, the plain old H2O. Think of the wisdom and the billion-year-old secrets that are coursing through your very veins. I would like to express a great big thank you to those of you who have been following me or listening to my podcasts or YouTube recordings every month. I love reading your comments, and thank you to those who've messaged me as well. I am an eternal student, and I am in no way saying that one mode of astrology is superior to the next. We are really scratching the surface, and there are so many exciting secrets to be unlocked from our star map, and so many ways to read it. If you don't have a copy yet and you're curious, you can download your sidereal or your Vedic birth chart for free via my website. Any questions, get in touch. I'm happy to help. Thank you for listening. Remember to show your love with a thumbs up, and remember to subscribe on Shanti, Shanti, Shanti. Bye for now.